You know, the current wave of redundancies across the sector in higher education is driven by structural issues, underfunding, yeah. over-reliance on unstable incomes. And as I say, this short-termism will have a long-term potential damaging impact, you know, on higher education and the University of Ulster in particular.
We've heard calls from Sinéad McLaughlin and others on the floor of the Assembly for the Executive to become involved in this discussion. Do you believe there is potentially a role for the Executive in this?
There's a very clear role for Stormont here, Dermot. You know, higher education, it's for the public good. You know, it does require sustainable public investment. And what we're seeing is the consequences of years of underfunding. You know, when political representatives, for example, as you've referenced there, Sinéad McLaughlin raised concerns about job losses at McGee, this should be a trigger for urgent intervention and not just commentary. You know, there needs to be a genuine commitment to both the regional balance and the growth of the North West. Then this has to be backed up with our funding decisions. You can't promise expansion on the one hand and oversee the contraction or cutting, you know, on the other hand. This very much goes to the heart of government in terms of, you know, making sure that the higher education, the provision is sustainable and growing moving forward, because it is for the public good at the end of the day.